morning, Public of Texas Radio. Today's date is Sunday, May the 17th, and that was Louis Armstrong. You remember him? He played a horn thing, whatever. It was really good. I enjoyed that immensely. Stumbled across it yesterday and thought it might, well, set the mood for today. I don't know what today's mood is. After the corona, during the corona, as the corona ends, we went through April. Now we're in May. We're in May, halfway through May. That's 6 weeks of corona stuff. Are you fed up with it? I think everybody's fed up with it right now. So, but let's get on to it, let's get around to it or a square to it. Hold on. There's a few things that we need to talk about here before we get started, and I'll bring Alan on in a second. First of all, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. I call this the informational portion of the show. Republic Broadcasting is listener-supported, and I don't think I've said that in the last few weeks enough. And, you know, we made it through the corona, man. Made it through so many things. We made it through H1N1. We made it through the swine flu. We've made it through all sorts of stuff, but that will not continue unless we keep our eye on the prize. And Republic Broadcasting definitely is the prize. You know, alternate media just reaches around the world. Republic Broadcasting streams go to every corner of the planet. I bet you there's a pygmy, or can I even say pygmy without being racist? I don't know. There's somebody with a smartphone in the middle of Africa listening to Republic Broadcasting right now. I'm sure of it. You know, I was talking to Farron Shope. You know, he has that cool show on Saturday morning, and it's an incredible show. Been listening to him for a long time before Republic Broadcasting, when he was on the other show in Liberty Radio Network, I believe it was. But yeah, it's really good. And he was talking about all the emails that he receives from all over the planet. And I don't get that many, right? I'm not Farron Shope. We're not Farron Shope. We're not the alternate media. He's a consummate broadcaster. Great guy. But he let me know pretty much, well, sideways. He didn't tell me what for or anything, but how influential Republic Broadcasting was and how far the signal reaches. It's not only internet. The satellite link reaches a lot of people in the northern United States, or I guess it would be the northwestern United States, whatever, you know, because it's sitting up there somewhere hovering over California, I believe Galaxy 19 is. And you can point a satellite dish at Galaxy 19 and pull that down for free, right? Remember how with the last 6 weeks, the internet starts getting choppy at times, and there's been a lot of problems, right? And who knows why they're there. Some of it's just, you know, bad internet management by the internet service providers. Some of it could be intrusive blocking. That could be coming up quite quickly. We've seen the totalitarian nature of the governments around the world. And yes, things are collapsing. But anyways, you can get Republic Broadcasting on Galaxy 19 with what we call a free-to-air satellite system. Go over to God, what's the website again? Alan, let me bring you on for that that answer. Are you there?
Rick Satellite, I believe, is what it is.
Yeah, Rick's been good to the entire community. What is the community's name? They don't need a name. But if you were looking for alternate information and an alternate way to actually get it, that's, well, cost-effective. You buy a satellite one time, and or satellite, I'm not Elon Musk. You buy a dish one time, which can cost you around $200. It's probably going to go up and down, depends on you. And you can listen to it, right? And you find Republic Broadcasting on there. There's a couple other stations. There's TV. And So that's what makes us kind of a little bit different in Republic Broadcasting. You want to add anything to that, Alan? Because, did I miss something?
If you have any problems with your satellite system, you can call Rick and his wife, Bobby, and they are the most helpful, nicest people that you will ever talk to. They'll help you out in any way possible. It's very pleasant in today's society to have someone that actually does customer service very well.
Yeah, do you have the phone number there? Because a lot of people don't have the internet like yourself, and it'd be a little bit easier.
Let me find my. I've still got my one of those things. It's called a phone book of my own. You know,
phone book.
QR. See, Rick Satellite, we have 816-228-1801 is Rick's number.
Oh, yeah. And tell him Republic Broadcasting sent you to make sure that he knows there's love still out there. Or tell him whatever you want. It doesn't really, you know, matter to me. But you can get a lot of cheaper stuff, right? You can get cheaper receivers, and you can get cheaper dishes and cheaper what they call LMB, which is really the antenna for the dish. The dish is just something that focuses the stuff to the antenna or the LMB. But honestly, you know, it might be worth it a lot more to go with good equipment instead of the cheap Chinese junk, because that stuff's out there. Okay. That's about all I want to do on the sales pitch for, I don't know if it's a sales pitch. I think it's kind of important that we talk about some of these things, especially after going through the last 6 weeks of, the damn panic? It's not the pandemic, it's the damn panic, because everybody freaked out, and for weeks there, we're sitting there watching the governments, you know, grab their people by their neck. And sometimes, Alan, they weren't even grabbing their people by the neck. The people just thought they were grabbed by the neck, and they said, go into your house. Go into your house and sit there, right? And sit there and wait until we say you can get out. Amazing how many people went into their house and sat there and ran away from what allegedly is a global health emergency. I'm still, wow, never thought that would happen. A lot of people didn't. I don't know. Nothing happened to you, though, Alan, really, except for you having to listen to all sorts of crap, you know, for 6 weeks, right? The farm's pretty much been the same.
Yeah. And, like I said, you know, I was doing social distancing before it was, you know, trendy. It didn't really affect me that awful much, except for, once again, you know, the loss of convenience, you know, going to try to go to your auto parts store and, it's locked down. You can call in your parts, and it's like, well, I don't have a cell phone. Or, you know, you go to a restaurant, and it's like, we're only doing call-in orders. You know, you can't even drive up and order, you know, from the little side door because, you know, you've got to call in. And it's like, well, I just don't have that convenience. I don't have that tracking device that I carry with me everywhere. So, it was small convenience, you know, inconveniences, but it also kind of readjusted my shopping practices.
Yeah,
I found places that you could still go inside and actually talk to someone to get your auto parts, and that's where I'll be shopping from now on, because they didn't freak out and lock their store down.
Yeah, and the freakouts are still out there. In fact, I think they're coming up in spades, you know, as you go through there. And I have issues with each one of my grocery stores in, you know, our little hamlet of Fredericksburg. You know, we have 10,000 folks that allegedly live in Fredericksburg proper, and they're guesstimating there's another 10,000 on the outskirts. And so about 20,000 people go into one of three grocery stores. And they've been implementing what they call social distancing, which is a, you know, unscientific process of trying to stay away from the cooties monster. And they just eat it up. with these words, and we watch the programming of our society when they use these words like social distancing or home safe, the new pandemic, home safe. Oh, I'm home safe. What does that mean? I don't know, but it feels good to me. It doesn't feel good to me. It hurts. It seems in the last 6 weeks, I've gotten a whole bunch of words that I don't like added into my brain. Here in the Hill Country, the Texas Hill Country, they have Hill Country Strong. I'm going, are you kidding me? Hill Country Strong. And they have tacky women singing, Hill Country Strong. You're like, what? Shut up. Please, don't do this to me. Oh, we're going to have to practice our social distancing. I'm like, what do you mean? Why don't you go practice law instead? Oh, God, because this is all illegal. How can we do it if, whatever. That's all going to be proven in the future as the politicians try to figure out what happened this last April, May time frame, maybe, you know, March.
You're talking, hey, Steve, you're talking about new words that you've heard, or words that you've been hearing. When Ken called me and he said, hey, hang on just a minute, I got to get the song ready. So I figured he was going to play a different opening. And, one word that I've heard, you don't hear very often, but I've heard like four or five references here in the past week, and the word is overlord. So I figured maybe you were going to start, you'd heard that too, and you're going to start the song out with a different song.
Overlord, huh? Mm-hmm. No, I haven't been hearing that word for a while, and I'll pay attention, but it definitely fits with the New World Order-ish type stuff, if that's what we're calling it. Hey, let me bounce back into par. Another thing I wanted to tell you is we have a chat room out there. I'm logged into it currently. If you want to go to it, go, feel free. It's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. There's some good links that get thrown in there, and there's some good people that show up over there. And there are some, I don't know, I'm not going to say anything about that. But, it's a chat room, right? It's a place where you can get together with other people that are listening to the show or of like minds, and you can hang out and talk to them and do whatever. But this is a call-in show. You also can call into the network. The phone number is 1-800-313-9443. Last thing I wanted to bring up, and Farron talked to me about this a little bit yesterday, and that there's a site out on the internet, and I know that a lot of station keeping so far, guys, I'm talking about Republic Broadcast chat room, would want to cover stuff, things, right? And what's going on in the world around us. It's fun. No, it's not fun. It's really painful. But is it ending? Or is it getting ready? Anyways, there's another place on the internet I want to kind of bump y'all. It's called TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com. Why is TalkStream Live important? Well, it's just a place out on the internet where people go to find stuff that's actually, talk radio that is interesting. So if you go over to TalkStreamLive.com currently, you'll see that Republic Broadcasting is in the number one slot. We're up there, and we compete with a lot of the traditional broadcasters, Fox News, MSNBC, DNC, whatever. InfoWars is down there, and it's like, David Knight's there. Those are all repeats because they don't work on Sunday morning with Alan and I, so we've kind of got it cornered. But this is a great way of, if you want to go over there, and that doesn't even cost any money, you can go over there and just click on the dang thing and say, I'm listening, or tell them what we're talking about in the little hashtag thing. It's really a pound sign, but everybody's renamed the pound sign a hashtag. So type in what we're doing, and that helps out the network. Seriously, more listeners, and it helps out your reality around you. The good thing about this pandemic, damn panic, Alan, is at least we get to talk about how screwed up our reality is and the news media itself in real life. And people will actually listen to you, or do they still not listen to you, Alan?
Well, that's a good question. You know, hopefully we're bringing about, you know, making people a little more aware of the sham of this whole thing. But it's, you know, that it is serious, you know, but the whole thing is not what it was presented to us as. And that's basically what we're trying to tell people, you know, quit believing everything that these governments, that the worldwide governments in this case are telling you. You know, you were talking about earlier about, you know, about, you know, people still getting out, you know, breaking the lockdown. I saw a report where in the Philippines, what's his name, Duterte or whatever, they were actually going to start shooting people that broke the COVID lockdown. Whether they did or not, I haven't heard a report on that. And also, the United Kingdom is now, I saw, training dogs to sniff out COVID-positive people. So who knows what they're really training them to scent. So, you know, you could just, in the future, you'd just be walking down the street, and a cop comes walking by with a dog, and the dog says hi to you, and all of a sudden you're thrown to the ground and handcuffed and thrown into a COVID prison. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? But they're not going to let this slide by. They've got too much invested in it.
Uh-huh. And it's what's right and what's wrong. That's one question that a lot of people haven't asked themselves. Last week, I came across an article about a homeless gentleman, homeless guy, right, out in Nashville, Tennessee. Right, maybe it was last week, and I didn't even get to talk about it on the radio. There was so much to talk about. But here's the thing. So a homeless guy is in Nashville, and, well, they round up all the homeless people, right, like a good communist government would, right, to keep them safe, and then they stick them in the fairground, test them all, give them a test, and the question is, what kind of test, and what's its accuracy rating, you know? Oh, okay, well, give them a test. Oh, you're a positive. You have to stay here. I don't want to stay here. Oh, well, you tested positive. I don't want to stay here. Oh, well, you tested positive. I'm going to leave. Oh, you can't leave. You're quarantined. Oh, really? Oh, okay. So the guy breaks out of the fairgrounds where he's being incarcerated, you know, by the authorities. I'm sorry, how did they become the authorities? Oh, yeah, they voted. Right, they voted to put officials in spots and make them leaders, and they voted to have a police force. And I sure might sound like a little bit of an anarchist right now, but everybody kind of has, well, not everybody. I apologize for that overgeneralization. But we've created the trap that's around us, and now kind of like this homeless guy, well, he broke out. By the way, he broke out of the fairgrounds and he ran around and all the cops. They chased him and they caught him and they said, hey, for the good of you and everybody else, you're back in the fairgrounds, bad homeless COVID guy. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, right or wrong about a lot of this stuff and what's going on, you know, I was just talking about that dude over in Knoxville who happened to be homeless, who happened to get a positive test for corona, and he just happened to have people that loved him enough to throw him in jail. They don't call it jail. They called it quarantine. And they wouldn't let him out, and now he has a big old fine for trying to escape from the help that they wanted to give him. Corona, in my eyes, has been, or COVID-19, has been a dismal failure. You know, I know there are families that are distraught and from their people dying left and right, and New York is throwing bodies into whatever, trucks that don't have air conditioners so they can, you know, melt, or I don't know. You know, I see there's a lot of lies going on. There has been a lot of lies. Dr. Scarf came out, or Mrs. Scarf, or the Scarf Lady, came out last week, and what was it she said? She said something like, and I heard it secondhand. She says that, yeah, the numbers of COVID deaths are probably exaggerated about 25%. When somebody tells you something like that, it's probably more like exaggerated 75%. And so what we've got is a 25% infection, and the rest is all lies and deceit and mistruths. The fleecing of a nation's money supply. Well, okay, sorry. That was kind of a joke. It's not a money supply. It's increasing the debt of a nation. That's always fun. I don't know, Alan. Where are we going with this? You know, we're a lot of places are opening. Here, it's coming back to back up to speed, I guess the right word is, where our tourists are coming in and they're starting to open up the wineries and they're getting out and they're getting drunk. Is that the first thing Americans do now when this happens? What do you think?
I'm kind of wondering, you know, locally here, is, you know, when the knick-knack shops all get fully open again, are the prices going to be even more ridiculous to make up for the money they lost while they were closed down? Because, folks, I mean, you can walk into a store over here and think you're walking past a piece of junk, and if you stop and look closely, you'll see a price tag on that piece of broken-down furniture for, like, $3,000 for something that's just barely held together. You know, if you touch it, you're afraid it's going to fall apart. But for some reason, if they put a big enough price tag on it, people think it's really valuable, and they will buy it. It's for me, this whole area here, Steve, is a commentary on people's cognitive ability. They will pay ridiculous, folks, prices for stuff that you would pass by and wouldn't even take a second look at if it didn't have an expensive price tag on it. And it's just, it just amazes me. It's such a microcosm of, I don't know, stupidity. I really can't find the right word for it.
I can't either. And it has something to do with impulse buying and the vacation mindset.
And the wineries and the breweries and distilleries help with that, don't they? Because that kind of makes you lose your cognitive abilities.
Well, yeah. My only frame of reference is back when I used to live in a city. And when living in the city or the suburbs, you do this thing, it's called plan your vacation. What does that mean? That's when you leave your house and you go somewhere else and you see something else or experience something else and spend money. So you live your life as to put back enough money to take a vacation. Right? You know, we were talking about words, the weird word, isn't it? Vacation. I wonder if Chris out in Vegas is around. What is vacation? Anyways, they'll come here even if it's only on a weekend vacation. So a quick drive from Austin, quick drive from San Antonio or someplace else. You get your best girl, you get in your Ferrari, and you drive over to Fredericksburg. And then you walk up and down Main Street, have a beer, you know, sitting in a restaurant, and it's fun, right? You get to escape from your reality for a minute, and then you have to go back. But they plan on how much money they're going to spend, or maybe they don't. I remember one of my buddies was telling me about what his sales strategy was. He's a cash business. And you know, his employee told me that the way the business goes is that thing right there, it's $1,000. But I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you for $750 cash on the barrel head right now. Oh, my, how many people will sit there and buy a big nothing burger for $1,000 and give you, you know, they get a discount of $250 for buying the nothing burger with cash. There's a lot of those kind of businesses that operate around here. I don't know about the cash point. I do know those exist in nature. But that's the way we do it. We'll raise the prices. But Fredericksburg isn't even back up to that speed, Alan. I'm hearing music. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
You're not just hearing things.
I must be psychic. Hang on, folks. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better
while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time
all
for
right.
me to set my sails once we agree.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. Amazing things happened this week, you know, they just lots of amazing things, and I don't know where they're going to go. You know, the Wisconsin had a Supreme Court ruling, and I don't know if all you guys followed that one. That was kind of neat to wake up on Thursday morning and find out on Wednesday they said they can't lock down all the people of Wisconsin.
Okay.
And what did calling on to again, huh? What did the people of Wisconsin do? What did Wisconsin people do? They go to the bar. And they said, ha-hoo, or woo-ha, or woo-han, and just chilled out, you know, and returned. And everybody in Wisconsin was happy, except the people that weren't, right? There's a lot of people that aren't happy. They're not happy that you're not staying at home with your head in a bucket of sand saying, I'm afraid of COVID. There is a very big fear of COVID. Here locally, I had a run-in twice last week, you know, and I think I told you about this one, Alan, and I was heading into the store, and I, you can't have the computer, little one. I'm working, so I'm sorry, my boy really wants to steal my computer away from me this morning. But I was over at the store, and I crawled between the caution tapes, kind of not really crawled, just kind of like, whoop, I'm through. And one of the controllers, I guess you call them, you know, they control the traffic in and out, right, count the number of people, goes to me, no, sir, no, sir. I go, what? She says, you have to go all the way around the caution tape and come back in. You can't go through them. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, yes, you have to go. And I'm all, screw you. I'll just go over there. I'm through. and I came back. And I think I behaved badly in this condition because I actually argued with this individual, and arguing is probably futile, especially if I wanted to get my point across, which, you know, just having that that issue or that incident allowed me to better approach the next one that came up a couple days later. And I'm not going to argue with you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting kicked out of my computer. But
you know, Steve, I'll take over for a second here. What I enjoyed was you were calling. I think you were telling me about this particular situation, and I guess you were in Walmart when you called me. And Steve's talking to him, and he gets up, and I guess he's up at the checkout counter, and I hear him say, "Oh, you've got great plexiglass. The plexiglass over at the HEB, they've cleaned it too many times. It's getting kind of fuzzy. You can't hardly see who's behind the cash register anymore." I said, "You've got great plexiglass." And I was like, I said, "Isn't it a sad world where we have to compliment someone on their social distancing platform?"
Yeah, it definitely is. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to figure out how to manipulate this environment with my son wanting to play video games and get the computer. Yeah, that was an interesting time. I'd like to comment with people about their plexiglass. Can you imagine the cone of silence? We'll stick people inside the cone of silence so they can deal with it. Let me just switch computers. I'll come in here and move along. But I was starting to talk about the second incident that I had over at Walmart. You know, I walked down an aisle, and I thought I was just getting tortillas, and then I found out that I was actually doing what? I was disobeying the law or the rules. I was walking the wrong direction down a one-way aisle, or at least allegedly a one-way aisle. And the lady goes to me, or there's this lady. I'm not doing very good justice to this morning, folks. Sorry, I've just been rousted from one room, had to move to another one. And, yeah, maybe I just dropped that whole thread, Alan. We're going to have to recoup after that one.
Well, no, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about in the Walmart where you walk along and you see down at your feet, if you're looking, one says, "Do not enter," you know, and the other one says, "Walk this way," and it's got an arrow. So, and I think you said, you told me something that you're walking down, and this woman just gave you this glaring look over her mask, you know, like you were, some terrorist.
Right.
Yeah.
She did. She looked at me with the evil, fearful eyes, and she said, I go, "What?" And I go, "Oh, my God, what's wrong?" And she goes, "Wrong way." I go, "Oh, what, wrong way?" Says, "Yeah, you're going the wrong way." And I'm going the wrong way. And she points down to this little arrow thing. And I say, "Oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay, go away. And she's like, "You're going the wrong way." I says, "I am not talking to you. Do not talk to me. Go away. And she did eventually pass me. It took a few seconds, but I didn't want to argue with her because that
probably went and reported you to the management.
I'm pretty sure she did, but nothing happened, you know. And there, nobody's going down the right way or the wrong way or whatever.
Or what happens? I mean, Steve, you know, you've been walking down the aisle and you're looking for something, and oh, I went past it. So you turn your basket around and you go back down the aisle a little ways. What are you supposed to do now? Just go? Say, "Oh, I can't go that way," so you go around and all the way around the aisle and come back in the right end again so you can get what you need. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to actually quantify that.
Something else you said, Steve, you said she was going, "Rrr, rrr, 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 rrr." You know how I've said sometimes that, you know, watching this whole thing is like watching a bad episode of South Park? they've got a lot of people talking like Kenny on South Park.
Yeah, it's called COVID communications, right? Put a mask on you and try to understand the next person. We're kind of in the world of hurt, you know, with that still, with this mask stuff. And I'm hoping that'll blow over soon. But they keep playing the card that it's coming back for winter time. And as you watch different companies come up with different masks and such, and people trying to figure out what's a good-looking mask. I'm going, oh, God, is there going to be a fashion industry of masks come out of this 2020 nonsense? I'm pretty sure it is. Hey, Ken, if you can hear me right now, any communications that you want to get to me through Skype, I want you to cease those right now and do audio communications because the... You know, I lost control of that computer, and my whole living room is now awash with people. So we're going to, okay, I can hear you. Good deal.
But, you know, Steve, you were just talking that, you know, that you know, they keep, you know, giving us this premonition that, oh, it's going to be back, you know, this winter, and it's going to be worse than it was. And I'm wondering if, you know, because people are starting to figure out that this hit mainly old folks' homes. And what I'm concerned about is that, you know, they've been giving us little hints with this, oh, you know, 15 children in New York have caught this hash smoker's disease, and it's been linked to the COVID-19. And I've heard reports from, I forgot if it was other countries or where it was, that, oh, there have been other children, you know, that have now gotten this hash smoker's disease that they're, whatever in the hell they're calling it, and it's linked to COVID. I'm afraid that when it comes back, that it's going to affect mainly children. And how might it do that? Well, we've been hearing about this vaccine that has, you know, a chip in it, that the vaccine that they're going to give might have a chip in it and yada, yada. What if the vaccines that all the children have been required to get, what if it's there's something in there that responds to a particular frequency when it's hit with? Or something else, and all they have to do is flick a little switch and turn a dial and hit the right frequency, and all of a sudden children start getting sick. There's so many things that they could do with this, folks, what's happened so far doesn't scare me as much as what's going to happen in the future when they come back and they say, we told you so. Look, now all of our children are dying. That's what I'm really worried about.
Yeah. You know, being able to turn something on is a theoretical possibility. If you deal with Raymond Rife, he already says that, you know, that kind of medicine exists. But generally speaking, when you talk like that, Alan, most of the universe thinks, on the universe, at least this planet, most of the planet thinks you're looped, right? You know, the fact is that you believe that a vaccine could exist inside of a child and then a frequency would activate it. You know, that's not general.
You know, but people forget that, you know, the old Memorex commercial, remember, where the woman, you know, they show the woman and she hits a particular note and the wine glass starts vibrating and then it shatters. And then they play the tape and the tape makes it do it too, you know. So yeah. Frequencies do have effects, folks.
They do. I'm not arguing that. But, and I don't know what I'm necessarily arguing. It's a definite possibility, but I don't know if it's a probability. What's coming next is what are we trying to figure out? What's coming next? What's coming next is them opening up the government a bunch of more lies and deceit and totalitarian regimes. You know, the governors are now found to be just as good of a tyrant as a president or the United Nations itself. You know, well, speaking of which, Alan, you know what I heard today? That one of the Italian's attorney generals is wanting the International Criminal Court, the ICC of the United Nations, to look into Bill Gates and all the kids that he's killed with his vaccines in Africa. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Let me get this straight. The globalists right, are going to the International Criminal Court, that's the Court of Criminals, are going to look into one of their highly esteemed killers, I guess is my only way. But no, they're not going to do that. It's kind of like stupid. I think that maybe that's just about as stupid of an idea. I mean, it's probably true that Bill Gates is going around testing his vaccines and all of his crap on everybody all over the place. He's not a hero. He was never a hero in the computer world. Some delusional people will sit there and look at Bill Gates and go, wow, he was a pioneer, a groundbreaking, you know, this and that. Nah, he's a thief like all the rest of them. You know, he stole code, took things from people. He wasn't a good guy, but everybody loves a rich person, or at least in the world we live in, Alan, they seem to flock to successful people.
Yeah, in the shallow world, unfortunately, that most of this planet has become, yeah, people with money, for some reason, are to be respected and honored and revered simply because they have more what's called money, more what's called wealth. And that's just wrong. You know, it does not make them a better person. It just makes them better off than you. It doesn't make them any better than you.
Yeah. I don't know how that perception came into play. It's definitely there. You know, there's so much to cover. And I have a particular angle that I wanted to go over, and let me check the time. I kind of wanted to hold it over for the next hour, but maybe we should start getting into it right now. This week I had one very, very interesting conversation. It really wasn't that damn interesting. I do, in retrospect, think of it was very interesting. Fredericksburg, as I said, folks, is about 10,000 people. We got about 10,000 people living around Fredericksburg. And then we've got a lot of cities that are just small little hamlets around Fredericksburg in our area, in our county, and outside of our county. And we occasionally meet each other, right? So we meet different people from different counties and know that they're, you know, of like mind, right? Let's say of like mind being that, well, this like mind would be, you know, the media lies and you're being lied to all the time. You know, the presidents are puppets of something else, right? Whether we put this something else as being the corporations within the United States, the global corporations, are they puppets of the United Nations, the World Bank? Okay, what about puppets of the Zion? I don't care where you want to point your puppets, right? That understanding that we are puppets is very crucial. So it almost builds a bond between you and the individual, you know, really quick that you know something's wrong. And they have a problem, like you have a problem, explaining it to people around the house, going like, that's being done because of this. Oh, yeah, whatever. I don't believe that. And you get poo-pooed quite a bit. Well, during the time of Corona, right, the past 6 weeks, you know, that's been an interesting time for us folks with a alternate view of reality, maybe the real view. And we're actually able to communicate to people because they were not ready for a lockdown. And some of us were already prepared for that mindset of, oh my God, they're coming in. This is it. And so they gave a little bit of a teaching type opportunity. Yeah, teaching opportunity. And not that I'm going to be able to teach anybody anything, right? But they'll be able to learn a little bit about how their government doesn't behave correctly. But they have a great smokescreen up today, right? Today, and usually they say one thing and then counter it with saying the exact opposite. The coronavirus is delivered by kittens. kittens are not affected by the coronavirus. So, and everybody goes, well, what's the truth? You go, well, you don't get the truth. Why would you get the truth? Right? There's the music. Hang on, folks. I will finish that thought, and then we'll get into the second hour, Republic of Texas Radio.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Before the break, I was trying to explain to you interaction that I had with a gentleman from outside of my county, my city itself, one that I've had interesting communications with before. Interesting, yeah, I guess, talks, right? Communications is a big word for very little. We just chat whenever we saw each other. And he began to tell me how, how long can this stuff go on? When are we going to do something about it? And I asked him, do something about it? What is there to do about it? Right? He says, well, somebody's got to get organized and start, you know, fighting this thing. I'm all like, vote? And he goes, no. He's all, we got to stand up. And I'm all, oh, so like organize a group. And he goes, yeah, somebody, we need to get together and form a group and start fighting back. And I go, oh, well, if you form a group, just make sure you you ask along a few agent provocateurs, and what exactly are you going to do with this group, right? You're going to make plans to do something? You know, what's there to do? We're going to go march on Austin? You know, I really don't understand that mentality, and yeah, I do understand that mentality, too. When you feel that you're in a perceived, well, no, when you understand that there's a there's some kind of a force that's trying to take away all your freedoms and liberties, and you watch it do it one day after the next, and you go, well, what are we going to do about this? And it was hard to have that conversation with him. We're not that close friends or anything like that. And all I said, well, watch Michigan. Watch Michigan. Watch somewhere else. Somewhere else, this is going to naturally break apart if they can't rein it back in. You know, they pressed Michigan so hard, and they're pressing to keep it under control. And quite honestly, folks, Michigan isn't anything that should be messed with as far as the New World Order stuff. You know, they can't. The Michigan militias have been around for a long time and are quite, active, versed. They have an understanding. They've trained, you know. It's not like a bunch of fictitious militias that are existent around the U.S. and Texas and everything else like that. And I'm not too sure that there aren't serious militias in Texas or in the U.S. besides the Michigan militias. But when they sat there and started playing around with Michigan, I'm kind of like looking at Michigan as a flashpoint. That's probably why they worked so hard last week to squash the protests that were coming up on Thursday and shut down several roads, major roads that went into Michigan. That's the music again. Okay. Well, that's pretty much where I wanted to get to. A few bumps. Hang on, folks. We'll do the other side, and we'll see. Got some news. Kind of bad stuff. Anyways, hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN.